Dean Richards is back tomorrow. Cindy Perlman with us from Las Vegas this morning with the entertainment news. And it's the opening day for the Cannes Film Festival. Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. I think we should get on a jet and check this out.
Why not?
It's a big deal, the Cannes Film Festival 2025. Remember Anora, the Best Picture winner last year, came from Cannes. Several other hot films last year did too, The Substance and Parasite in the past. And this year, three big buzz films. One, The Mastermind with Josh O'Connor and Alana Haim, set in the 70s about a group of thieves who rob a museum and then have to keep the stolen paintings under wraps. So that's a big one. There's another one called Nouvelle Vague from director Richard Linklater. It's based on Godard's immortal classic Breathless and tells the story of the making of that film. And then this one's interesting, too, The Chronology of Water. Kristen Stewart from Twilight fame makes directorial debut, and starring Emma Jean Poots as a Texas woman who escapes an abusive relationship and then gets a swimming scholarship and later works with Kenny Chesney on a novel. So big winding tale from Kristen Stewart that's supposed to be really good, too.
Now, are these movies that we will see this year or next year?
These are movies we see starting in the fall, even, as Oscar bait. So these are pretty quick turnarounds now. They're looking for buyers, and then all of a sudden you'll see them on the schedule. So pretty quick gap now between these movies and the Cannes Film Festival.
There are quite a few new series coming to the streaming channels that have just been announced. Let's talk about some of these, starting with Madonna working on her life story for Netflix.
Madonna, yeah. A few years ago, they announced that Julia Garner from Ozark was going to play Madonna in a big screen movie for Universal. That sort of fell apart. But you know Madonna, she never lets things go. And now it was announced yesterday she's adapting her life story for a limited series for Netflix, teaming up with Stranger Things producer and director Sean Levy. Soup to nuts, Madonna from day one. And it's going to probably be a 7 or 8 part miniseries for Netflix sometime next year.
So do we read anything into it? The fact that she's teamed up with the producer and director from Stranger Things, and this is going to be about her life?
You know, what's stranger than the Madonna life story,
yeah,
Bob?
I don't know. This sounds different. Siegfried and Roy and their stories. This is going to be an 8-episode series, right?
An 8-episode series with man and tigers, Siegfried and Roy, 8-episode series based on a podcast that's out there called Wild Things, Siegfried and Roy. And it's got a great cast. You've got Andrew Garfield is going to play Roy, the former Spider-Man, and Jude Law is going to play Siegfried. And this is greenlit. Production begins this fall, and it's called A Wild Ride Between Two of the Greatest Showmen in History, who were tasked, along with their white tigers, to turn Vegas into a family-friendly destination. And then we all know what happens with the tiger Montalban and very sad ending, but the rest of the story is pretty exciting.
Yeah, and tell us about this magic box. What's that all about?
Years ago, they had a movie called The Magic Box, which was sort of this simple little family movie about the life of Siegfried and Roy. So they did a press junket at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills, and they were up at the pool with one of their little tigers. He must have been 8 weeks old. Bobby was the cutest little cat, so I reached over to pet him. And it was Siegfried who literally ripped me away and said, "Do you know that little tiger could rip your entire arm off?" And I was like, "Okay, thank you."
Wow.
Because I did not know.
Yeah, well, yeah, good thing that you were stopped, or you would have been in this new series. We haven't heard much from Lena Dunham in a while, but we will very soon, won't we?
Yeah, this is exciting. Lena Dunham, who created and starred in Girls, is going behind the scenes for a new project called Too Much, also on Netflix, and new TV series debuting this summer about a workaholic played by Megan Stalter. She's in her mid-30s. She breaks up with her boyfriend, dumps life in the United States, and moves to London, where she meets, of course, Felix, played by Will Sharp. But he's not your Prince Charming. He's a walking red flag. And the question is, do Americans and Brits speak the same language?
We'll find out. You are going to be hanging with Lionel Richie pretty soon there in Las Vegas, won't you?
I love Lionel Richie. He's got a show that never ends. So it sells out almost every time he's back. He comes back for big chunks of time, which is true in October. He's coming back for a whole month to Vegas. But now he's doing something kind of cool. He's got his biography coming out called Truly this fall. So he's hitting several cities, not Chicago just yet, but Vegas, LA, a few other cities where he's just going to do a talk about the book, but in a big theater.
Hmm. All right. And finally, tell us about your talk with Lorraine Bracco.
Yeah, Lorraine Bracco has a great new movie on Netflix called Nonas. Did you guys catch that one yet?
You know what? I wanted to watch it last weekend, and then I was scrolling through, I think it was Facebook, and Tony Fitzpatrick posted about it, the worst review I've ever seen for a movie, and then the people who are commenting were agreeing with him. So I was scared to watch it.
It's not exactly Oscar Emmy stuff, but it does have all these great women that you love. You know, Susan Sarandon, Brendan Vaccaro, Linda Cardellini, and Lorraine Bracco. So, of course, did we care that much about this movie? No. All we care is about is Sopranos questions, right?
Right.
So here we go. I said, is Tony still alive, or was the entire family whacked in that little onion ring bonanza at the last episode? And she said he lives. In her mind, he lives. The family had a nice meal and some ice cream, drove home, and they're fine.
I want to believe that. Thank you. Cindy Frohman in Las Vegas. Have a good one. Take care.
Thanks, Bob.